Blog Talk Radio.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists." Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding
on black men and women, young women being hauled off, and I'm telling young women, if you go out, when you see you got some mates or something, don't let nobody approach you, because they're trying to kidnap women. That's another racial situation. I want to say tonight, the Dr. King movement, I want to bring this to you. The death of Malcolm X, the death of Dr. King, Marcus Garvey was run out of America. Anybody try to organize blacks and get them together, they go to jail, killed, or dead. And I'm going to talk about that tonight. I'm working on my book, The Hit, The Contract Hit on Chicago Leadership. I'm going to talk about that. And I'm working on that book for that. But I want to say to you tonight, every listener, God got the whole world in his hands. Martin Luther King Jr. was concerned about the education of our young blacks and to stop the war that's going on. Right now, we're seeing all the resources sent over across the sea. But what about people here can't buy gas, can't get a job, ain't got no money? What's happening with the government not saying, we're going to take the gas price down and we're going to let everybody in America get gas for a week free? The government can do it, but they didn't do it. So tonight I'm talking about racism and white supremacy. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. died for black folks. A lot of people don't even know his name, lots of young folks. They got the pants down, they jacking cars, doing all this crazy stuff. You know, it's not, Well, you have to understand what I'm talking about tonight. Dr. King, and this is the Dr. King movement. I want to keep Dr. King's name and his voice before you, where you can tell your children that we didn't get this. We had to take it. We had to take our freedom. And our ancestors worked in the cotton field, the corn field, the sugar cane field, still working on trying to be free. We still living under white supremacy racism in America. Don't believe it. When the Haitians came over here, Jamaica, they sent them right back. They put them on the plane and let them come back. But they bringing people in. They fixing up rooms for them, getting the money. But we don't get that kind of, we got to work hard. You got people come to this country, they get food stamps. They get a medical card, they get money from our government. And when black folks already here, been here, it's hard for you to go get some welfare, food stamps. It's hard for you to even get a medical card. And when them people get off the plane, they get a medical card. Okay? So that kind of stuff going on. So what I'm saying tonight, we still dealing with racism and white supremacy. We deal with it. It's happening. But I want you to get together tonight. I want you to go to YouTube, The Miracles of Jesus and the Imagination of Man. And I did that on YouTube. Let me say it again. The Miracles of Jesus. And I talked about the imagination of man, just your imagination, that you can't be successful. They've taught you that you can't make it. Taught you that don't nobody love you. They taught you that you didn't have no homeland. They taught you that going back to Africa, you have to go back to Africa. You're right here at your home in Chicago, Detroit, California, Mississippi, wherever you might be. In America, America is your home. Let's make it work. Now, I'm going to share this with you, and people don't talk about this. I don't, you know what I'm saying? 150 blacks was hung here in Illinois. Okay. Over the United States, we had 45,000 people that was hung. These weren't white folks, these were black folks hung. Every state in America got blood on his hands. And you can tell sometimes by the racist politicians, the racist Republican and Democrats. Some of them call it a Democrat. They ain't no Democrat. They're Republican. What I'm saying, all the stuff that Trump did, they still holding on to his lies. Trump gave Putin America. I mean, he gave him so much. They call him, we got a black woman. We should have had a black woman 100 years ago. You know, this country still racist, and it's still built on black or white. If you black, get back. If you white, come on. It's happening. If you can't see what's happening over there, this man begging for money, guns, and planes, and you can't even get enough money to get the gas. So what I'm saying tonight, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, in the spirit of Reverend Dunlap, Reverend Sarden, Reverend Briscoe, Bishop Ford, and all these ministers that fought in the civil rights movement. See, now I want to give a shout out to the young man that thought enough to pay for the gas. You can say he can't talk, but his money talking. Go get you some gas. Ain't nobody thought about it. Now some of these young. Let me say this to him. Some of these religious entertainers, I'm going to bless your car. I'm going to bless 100 people with gas. And they take up a collection. They ain't blessing them. You paying for the gas, and you getting the collection. Now, if they say, we're going to take $100,000 out of the church fund and pay for some gas. Will Wilson didn't ask nobody. He just paid for the gas. I don't care what you say about him. He paid for the gas. And ain't nobody in America did what Willie Wilson did. If he run for mayor, governor, I'm going to support whatever he run for. And I didn't get none of the gas. So I want to tell you, you take care of people that take care of you. Stop taking care of people. Ain't none of these politicians, the mayor, the alderman, ain't none of them said, I'm going to take my paycheck and buy gas for my ward. It ain't happening. They there for greed and money. Y'all ain't going to pray with me, but I'm telling you that's what's happening. And our government and the president, he's running all over there. What's happening to him when people can't buy bread, when everything going up high, and they won't give no money out to the American people? Now, you know what I'm saying to you? We need some stimulus money to buy some groceries, not to pay for the lights and gas. We need that. We need it all over America. But you running, sending $13.6 billion over there. Them people leaving, so where the money going to? Who going to get that money? That's all I'm saying. Dr. King would raise the question. King was living. He would talk about, and he is living through us, because I'm talking about it, you talking about it, that wall is no good. See all that destruction? Putin is another Hitler. And the Jews, holly, never again, the Jews, Israel, should send them all the guns and stuff they got. Because they went through the same thing with Hitler. 6 million Jews were killed. And they ain't even helping. They depending on America to help. Ain't none of those European countries doing nothing. See what I'm saying? But we breaking our back, sending all kind of aid over there. What about the aid right here in Chicago, Detroit, California, Los Angeles, Minnesota, where people are dying because they can't eat? People dying and freezing, got nowhere to stay. And then out of frustration, we need some mental attitude, because some of these people, if they done gone, they messed up. They need to see a doctor. And some sleeping outside. I was down on the expressway, I see some people sleeping under the bridge. You go to Detroit, people sleeping under the bridge. You go to California. Go to Oakland, California. These black folks caught up, and black folks put Biden in. I'm gonna leave that alone, but that's what's happening. Tonight, I want to say to you, all is well. If you got a need, you plant your seed, and you tell God what you plant this seed for. See, if you hold the seed in your hand, it can't go nowhere. But if you put it out there, it got to come back. It's a harvest coming in healing and delivered. So I'm looking for, like, this country now. We're getting ready to make a change. I got the book I'm working on called The Hit, The Contract, The Hit, The Contract Hit on Chicago Leaders. I'm working on the book. It will blow your mind of the people involved trying to kill black folk. And they got by killing a lot of black folk. Like all these people getting shot, somebody drive by, all these drive by ain't drive by. It's already set up. Now, NBC, ABC, all they playing up is the wall. I ain't seen nobody black. All I see, they see people talking. It's all right to talk about the wall, but what's happening with us? We can't, look, them people gonna come, these people come over here, they more racist than the Ku Klux Klan. The same people that y'all trying to help, they ain't trying to help us. I'm looking now. I don't see now black in the crowd. When it was some black in the crowd, they told me, y'all get back. Y'all go to the back of the train, okay? And y'all can't go where we go. They came over to Russia to try to go to school. And that's what you get, going somewhere where you ain't wanted. And we got to understand, we got to stop trying to make people love us. And that was wrong with our middle-class black. That was wrong with our politicians. And they don't take care of business for black folks. They take care of business for white folks and take care of business for them. All them aldermans down there, they're not doing what they're supposed to. Look at their wars. Buildings tore up. How much of money they put back in the wall? They bring Arabs in the neighborhood. And Arabs selling rotten meat. Over there on Jeffrey, on 95th and Jeffrey, the man, tell me he got a a health food store, so he got a fresh market. Ain't nothing in there but selling some reefers and selling all that kind of stuff. What I'm saying to you, we got to get somebody that's looking out for us. And Malcolm said it. You got to stop trusting people that don't look like you and got you in interest. The only thing that's vibing in the black community, they ain't robbed, they ain't broken, that's the funeral home. And now wasn't winning the funeral home and stole nothing. I ain't seen that they snatching and grab. Go in the funeral home, just grab a body. That's what they want to do. Snatch and grab and let them go in the funeral home. Ain't now winning the funeral home nowhere in the country. Now they don't go to the funeral home. But if you want to snatch and grab, tell Leaks and them, open the door up, tell them come on, snatch and grab. Plenty of bodies. Because they might be one of the bodies snatching and grabbing. Oh, I just want to say that God bless you. I want you to get ready. Killing got to stop, and it got to stop by God. When black women can't go out, and they don't know it's a white gang, a black gang, kidnapping our women. You know, when you go out there, make sure you armed, woman. I'm telling you, when you go out there, be ready. Don't go out there, now you go out there and be ready. Have your sisters and your brothers with you. And y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Get your six sisters, your seven brothers with you. When I come to you, say, get away from me. And like a lady told God, he said, get away from me. Because I'm going to put something on you. And what I'm going to put on you, you ain't going to like it. Because we got sick men out here. Sick black men, sick white men. And they don't respect our women. You know, one thing, Purvis Fan, he's gone on now. Wednesday over the Apostolic Church. Go if you can. And tomorrow, Tuesday, going to be at the Elite. But one thing Perfect Parent to say, and I've been with him, he said, I don't want to talk about, I want to talk to women. Because women make things work. And I want you women to hold your head up high and don't let nobody put you down. Because if it wasn't for the black woman, we as black men wouldn't make it. Because they were back in the day, they was working the white folks' kitchen. Even George Wallace hated black folks. You know, his cook was a black woman. He talked all that hate. He had a black woman cooking his meals every day. George Wallace, down in Alabama. Lester Maddox, same thing. Had black housekeepers. But they get out there in the public and like they hate blacks. And oh, I'm going to leave that alone. God bless you tonight. This is the Dr. King movement. Let me give you this. On Monday night, Martin Luther King movement. Tuesday night, crossing over the ancestors. And on Wednesday night, Bible class. Divine Word on Thursday, $1 trillion flow. On Saturday, healing. And Sunday morning with the bishop. And I talked about this Sunday on YouTube, the miracles of Jesus and the imagination of man for healing and for the trillion flow. I'm going to play a little after we go off the air. But I got Sister Mary here. I was talking to Sister Mary, told her to keep reading. And I told her, Pearl, I said, Pearl, you keep on testifying because somebody need to hear your testimony. Somebody need to hear what you have to say. And I want to tell you, Sister Kid, I got to get you on this video doing something. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to get you a date. One of these programs I got to get you on. Because everybody can play a part. Everybody, I don't care what you're going through, what happened to you yesterday. And you might have been sick yesterday, but you're here today. You might have been homeless yesterday, but you got a place to stay. And if you keep calling on God, not your husband, not your wife, not your children, you got to do for you because God set you in place to do something. A blessing coming. I want to say, talk about Dr. Martin Luther King tonight. If anybody got anything to say that you feel, you want to talk about the war tonight, you want to talk about your feelings, then you got somebody, one lady said she's just been crying ever since she cut the TV on. Cut the TV off because all NBC and ABC, they play all that negative stuff. We know the people being bombed. Well, what about the people here can't get gas? People can't go to the store and get no bread. And the bread that you paid a dollar for costs $3 and $4. Everything, you get three pieces. The lady told me she went to get some oxtail. Three oxtail, $15. Things gone up. And what did the scribblers do? The fact that they keep the price the same, but they cut down on the content in the box. Don't believe it. Go buy something and see. That's the kind of stuff that the trick has been playing on us. I'm getting ready tonight. Sister Mary Hawkins is going to read the 23rd number of Psalms. Now, I'm going to ask you tonight, those that are, and then Mother Pearl going to give us a testimony. See, let me tell you something, and I found this out. Everybody should have a testimony. God kept you top of the earth. So many is not on top of the earth. So many gone on the ancestors. A girl called me and said she had lost her mother. She was just crying. I prayed with her. She's all the way in Arkansas. But she heard somebody told her to cut on, and she listened. Another lady called me from Birmingham. She lost her house. It's a lot going on, people. I want to tell you tonight, stop looking down and look up, because you could be outdoors, nowhere to eat, nobody on your side. The blessing of God is on you. Stop getting mad. Send out the word love, for God so loved the world. I love you tonight. You might hate me, but I love you. And this was preacher used to say all the time, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your right. Prophet Johnson used to say that in every service. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. And preacher Cobb used to say, it make no difference what you think about me. But it does make a world of difference what I think about you. I cannot let your jealousy, your envy, your racism separate me from the love of God. You ought to put that in your heart. Ain't nothing going to separate me from saying thank you, Jesus. Nothing separate me saying hallelujah. You should have a praise in your heart. If you lost a mother, sister, brother, you know where they at? They in your heart. And every time you praise them, and tomorrow night, it's Crossing Over. I'm going to talk about what's in your heart and how to release the pain that left in your heart. That's what I'm doing, Crossing Over tomorrow night. I'm going to have Sister Mary Hawkins and declare to read the 23rd number Psalm. After that, I got Pearl from Detroit going to give a testimony. Okay, Sister Mary, God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Bishop.
I got a prophecy for you before you read. The Spirit told me to tell you. And your mother was standing beside me, clapping. I'm going to tell you what she said about you. She said, it's time for you to step up to your business. Get your business plan together, and you write it down, and you put it in your Bible, and you tell God what you want, and just what you want, God's going to do it for you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you can read now. Thank you.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
I thank you for that. For that scripture, the Lord is my shepherd. The reason I like that scripture, God is our shepherd. And David wrote that, and David was the shepherd. He was Jesse's baby boy, and his job was to see about the sheep. When the bear came up, he killed the bear. When the lion came up, he killed the lion. We're trying to get the sheep. What I'm telling you, if you wrap up in God, the bear and the lion can't get you, and the evil can't get you. Now, Sister Mary, do you want to speak anything about what's going on with the prices that's going on with the war?
No.
Pearl, God bless you. Pearl?
Yes.
God bless you this evening. This is Monday, Dr. King Movement. Pearl, I want to tell you, your ancestors are very pleased with you. And reason that, because you are, and I got a message I'm going to give you tomorrow night. I ain't going to get to you tonight when I cross over. I got three people come to me in the spirit, told me to tell you something. I'm going to wait to tell you tonight. I ain't going to tell you tonight, tell you tomorrow. But this is what I want you, before you testify, I want you to read Psalm 28 and 45, okay, after you get out there. Now, you can give your testimony because people listen to me.
Give an honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the bishop and to all the ones on the air tonight. I would just like to say that I'm glad to be in the living of the Lord tonight, because there are so many went to bed last night when I went. They ain't able to get up this morning because they are going on. And I thank God for everything that he do for me. And I thank him for what he is going to do for me. And there's so many people tonight is not going on. They can't even speak. Some younger and some older than me. But
right.
I thank God each and every day for everything he do for me. And God knows I thank him. A lot of people get it mixed up when a baby come in this world. That's when we're supposed to cry. When they first leave out this world, we're supposed to be rejoiced.
That's right.
I want to say that that's all I have to say tonight. And God bless each and every one in the name of Jesus.
I want to thank her, Mother Pearl, for that testimony. Because what she said, a lot of people raise hands. And I know she's right, because a guy called me for prayer. And I told him to raise hands. I can't raise my hand. I kept on praying with him. And before we got through praying, Pearl, he had his hands up. And his wife was just saying, hallelujah. He waving his hand. Prayer changed things. You can't change yourself, but the power of God changed things. God told Moses, step back, Moses. Let me fight this battle. I want everybody to read that tonight. I don't read. I know what it said. I ain't asking what it said. Read it. Exodus 14:14. And when you get to read it, you say, God fight the battle. You might not know what the battle is. You can't even see the battle. But I guarantee you, God is going to fight that battle for you, because you asked him. You have not because you ask not. When you ask God for something, he'll fight the battle. Deliverance, your mind. There's a lot of people right now, Pearl, mind messed up. They're coming out of this COVID. They've been locked up. They all messed up. I was driving today, people, it was 74 degrees then. People were driving so fast, running. I had to pull my car to the side and let one lady go it on. And she was going to the road. I pulled to the side and let her go it on. Because they in a rush. What you rushing for? Wait on God. Wait on God, and God will deliver you. It's a long time coming, but change is going to come. tornadoes and floods all down south. God is trying to clean up. It's Mars, what God's trying to clean up. I want tonight, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King, love Mahalia Jackson. Mahalia Jackson sang, and he got the whole world in his hands. And I feel like playing that tonight because y'all need to know, got the whole world in his hands. So ain't no need of you worrying about what you see on the news, because some of that news is fake anyway. Because if it wasn't fake, we'd be better, we'd be in better condition than we are. Think about it. Think about how our ancestors, and we're still struggling. You know, we're still struggling. And ain't nobody thinking about us, when I say us black folks. Everybody come to America, they get a handout. We here, and we can't get nothing. Amen. Amen, life. Amen, studio. But I just wanted to let you know that. Don't forget Van. Van was the blues man. He was on WBON. He had a radio station down in Atlanta, him and James Brown. And he had a station in Memphis, Tennessee. Okay? And I just want to let you know that he got stayed in Chicago, WBON, and brought Dr. King to town. A lot of people. Michael Jackson, Aretha Franklin, all that. You know, I'm just letting you know, WBON, Curve went and got it and brought it. He went to Detroit and got Aretha and brought Aretha over him to perform. So I want to tell you tonight, you don't know, that's your birthday and it's a dash. Whatever that dash is, that's God's business. You just, I ain't worried about the dads. I'm going to do what I can do now. Glory, hallelujah. I'm praying for somebody tonight to get a breakthrough. Somebody give me a breakthrough. And I'm just, you know, the Lord's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want to share Victor Franklin with you. And I want to share Mahalia Jackson was a woman before her time from New Orleans and come to Chicago singing all over, black and white. You know, the song helps when you sing. And we want to listen to her.
He's got the whole world in his head, he's got his home. Right in his head, he's got his whole world.
I want to let you know, if you're depressed, worried about something, God got the whole world in his hands. And Mahalia Jackson is one of my favorite singers because she was so real. To feel that anointing in her life, to feel that she had been through something, but she didn't stop. She kept singing. Got the whole world in his hands. Play tonight with you a little bit of the miracles of Jesus. Just now, and you can go to YouTube and get it. I'm a parallel of it. Or you go to YouTube and get it. And that's the name of it.
I'm not sure. Injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day
Dr. King was talking about economics, money. You send all the money out of the country and people in the country starving. Y'all believe what I'm saying? King was saying that we can't solve the problem until we begin to heal us, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Every one of us tonight can need a healing in our mind, in our soul. You know, when you go to the hospital, you can't get in if you ain't got a hospital card. No, you need, when you go to the grocery store, you need some money. Now, when you go get some gas, you got to have some money. One man said he spent $107 buying gas in his truck. And I ain't talking about no tractor trailer. I'm talking about just a regular one of those trucks that you buy. Everything has gone up but our salary. Everything has gone up but somebody ain't saying those people need some money. Black, white, and poor, whatever you might be, America is suffering. I'm praying for the ones that lost loved ones on them drugs, taking that anti-cotton and all that other drug they're taking. It's taking you out of him. You think you Superman or you Superwoman, keep taking the drug, it's breaking you down. Now, what's happening right now, the community is a drug nation. Not only black folks, white folks, all of them drugs. And ain't nobody said nothing about all the guns. Kids 13 and 14 got guns. One boy, this is in Dalton, Illinois. The little boy got the gun off his mama's teeth and shot and killed him. The gun shouldn't have been in the car. Should have had a safety on the gun. If you got a legal gun, you should have a safety on it if you're around kids. It's so much that's going on that we have to understand that the whole world in his hand. And we have to understand that. Now, I got a young man here, and this young man sounds just like Mahalia Jackson. And his name is Brother Nelson. And Brother Nelson sounds so much like him. You close your eyes, you think it's Mahalia. I'm going to play a little Mahalia, and I'm going to pray a little him. Yeah.
He's got the whole world.
Now, that was Mahalia Jackson now. And now I'm going to let Brother Nelson sing, and you're thanking Mahalia.
My soul.
wonder how I made it over. I think I play one more time. How I made it over.
Of that, and you got to thank God how you got over. You made it this far. Carry you a little bit further. Now I want to tell you tonight, all that listening tonight, I want you to get ready for God to do something great in your life. Well, just a picture what it is. I just want God to touch body, mind, soul, and spirit. I ain't worried about who ain't on him. Some of them gonna download. But I want to know, you've been listening to the wall and you're upset, and you had to get that stuff off of your chest. You got to tell somebody. You know, one man was drunk on the corner, sitting on the street, saying, I ain't going to wall. He was drunk, and he was too old to go to wall anyway. But all of them got that on their mind. But tonight, I'm praying for a healing for you. And I'm praying that the wall stop. Too many innocent people being killed. Let one man do all that. The fire down in Texas is burning up. Then the plane that fell. I ain't heard too much about that, but God is still doing some things. And I want to tell you, he got the whole world in his hand. You know, I don't think nobody make it out the plane crash. It was up in the mountains somewhere. When people are getting hurt, you got to pray. People are suffering, you need to pray. Because America itself is depressed. We've been in a shutdown. We're just getting out and look like we're going back to another booster. They were saying, I think you got 3-4, they want to give you another booster. And I told you, booster, booster, rooster, rooster. You know what I said last month. But I'm praying tonight that God will see us through the storm. And as you see us through the storm, we'll be all right. We will overcome. It's just like this hymn. You got to stay focused. Keep your mind up. Keep your heart up and keep believing in God. I'm walking by faith tonight, and you need to walk by faith. We done come a long way, but we still got a little bit more to go. So you need to be a part of going to that next level in your life. You know, when Marvin Gaye made the song, What's Going On? And Wall Ain't the Answer, that song gets as real now as he made it 20 years ago. And Wall is not the answer. And Wall is not the answer. Dr. King said it. I'm saying it. You saying it. I feel bad for y'all them innocent children and families. Over one man sick, and that's what happened. But we got to move on to the next level. We got to understand God got a great work for me and you to do. You got to say, God, what is my assignment tonight? And I know I'm supposed to be doing more than I'm doing. You can't let nobody burden you down with their problem. And once they get their problem solved, you ain't going to see them no more. They're gone somewhere else. I'm praying tonight for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. Because God is just good all the time. And, you know, it's been a long time coming, but I'm letting you know tonight, change going to come. It might not come when you want it, but it's coming. And when it comes, it's going to bless you, going to sanctify you, and put you in a better place. And somebody said, Bishop, I want to go to a better place. And I'm talking about in the land of the living. This is what Sam Cooke said.
I don't know what's up there. coming, but I know a change gonna come.
I'm telling you, the change gonna come, and you get ready to embrace the change God's gonna give you, because the change finna come quick, fast, and in a hurry. So you get ready for a change that God's gonna make in your life. And I want to let you know tonight that whatever you need, God got what you need. You got to need your plant of seed in the ministry, God gonna bless you. And I'm just praying tonight that some of you that are listening, pass it on to somebody else and get him a positive thought. I come to motivate you tonight, to stimulate you, to tell you all is well. You might not see it, but it's well. This young man was singing, Brother Nelson, was singing like Mahalia Jackson, and he could really sing and play the piano. And I just listened to him. I had to look at that Mahalia Jackson spirit on this boy. And this young man can play and sing. And he do it in a good way. Program box 28909 Chicago, Illinois. That's 2626-28. Go to my website, the Feed Abraham website.com. Go to my homepage. I'm praying for you and you. Don't forget, tomorrow night, cross those ancestors. Bring the loved one you want to talk to, write it on a piece of paper, where we can deal with them tomorrow night.
Thank you. You know.